This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Worldwide, every weight class, it's Lewis Heaton, Whiskey Biner, It's the Boxing Rush Hour Show, hosted by Abraham Gonzalez. You know what you came for? Yes, indeed. This where you come to get your info. Listen up, other shows throwing the towel.
It's the Boxing Rush Hour Show. Let's go, in the ring we throw hands, octagon elbows. Analytical, critical commentary is necessary. A bevy of opinions, we heavy on the winning. This podcast is to break down the pay-per-view. For boxing purists, yo, let this man through. We rise right, surprise sight at the prize fight. Hands taped up and gloves tied tight. Ring the bell, want some, get some. Let the chip fall where they may work the George Crumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Boxing Rush Hour Show. I'm your host, Abraham Gonzalez. And as always, intro music is by Lewis Heaton. And this podcast is powered by NYFights.com. Boxing coverage from around the world with an NYC edge. Visit NYFights.com for more details. All right. We got a big weekend coming up. Excuse me. We are coming off of a sick 8-9 days. I was under the flu with the whole fam. It was horrible. Just getting past it. One of the reasons why I'm not in New York City tomorrow for the fight at the Garden, but we're here. We've got a big weekend coming up. Before we get into the Garden stuff, kind of quick hits. Javante Davis formally announced the fight with Garcia January 7th. There was a press conference. He talked about, you know, Mayweather Promotions not being involved. It's him on his own. So, you know, he was real professional about it. And let's see what happens in the future. If he becomes like a Canelo type, where he can do small deals here and there for big money, different promotions. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. We have another deal almost done type of thing between Fury and Usyk. Who knows if that's going to happen or not, whether IBF is going to pull their belt, because Fury says that he will not pay them a sanctioning fee. So I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff with that. They formally announced Jermell Charlo versus Tim Zhu for Vegas. That's going to be a really good fight for the undisputed super welterweight title. Trying to think of anything else. There's a Don King sighting, I should say. He's doing a show, I think, this weekend. But all right, let's get to the main stuff. Manny Pacquiao, he's fighting an exhibition charity fight against DKU. It looks like Manny's been making his media rounds and saying he's not retired and, you know, still wants to fight the best. I don't know. All this really sounds like, and I hate to say it, but sounds like a Manny Pacquiao Errol Spence Jr. fight is coming up soon. And I only say that because they haven't announced, although people have speculated that it's going to be Spence Thurman, but that hasn't been formally announced, no date or anything like that. I really think they're going to want to see what Pacquiao looks like on Saturday and then, you know, maybe do it that way. You know, Vegas loves Pacquiao, so I am sure that that is the most lucrative fight for him. So we shall see. During the day, actually, before we get into Saturday, tonight, because I'm going to post this on Friday, Fight Night Live, doing some fights on Flow Combat. Mark Fredo, Lineker Media. They're doing fights tonight and I believe on Sunday. So if you have Flow Combat Sports or aren't subscribed to it, make sure you check them out. Mike Woods is going to be behind the mic calling the fight. So, you know, that's always a good time with him. And that's tonight. And I think it's Saturday or Sunday. No, I think it's Saturday. All right. So Saturday afternoon, we have Josh Warrington versus Luis Alberto Lopez on the Zone in Leeds, England. The co-main event is Ebony Bridges versus Shannon O'Connell. Now, Ebony Bridges had she left little room for imagination at the weigh-in. Check out her IG and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's going on. Then you have Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, he's fighting David Avanesian on pay-per-view. It's going to be about $40. Black Prime is doing it, but you can buy it traditionally, like traditional pay-per-view stuff on cable. They'll offer it. So, and PPV.com will be offering it. So no shortage of ways to get that fight. The Manny Pacquiao exhibition is also going to be on Fight TV and on PPV.com. Here we go. Michael Conlan. Michael Conlan is in the action on ESPN Plus on Saturday afternoon against Kareem Gurfi. So there's a whole slew of fights on that one. But we're going to get into the Heisman Night MSG ESPN Top Rank. Teofimo Lopez versus Sandor Martin. I'm going to have an interview with Teofimo Lopez that I'm loading up here right after this. But that one's going to have Jared Anderson versus Jerry Foster. Good fight. Xander Zayas is going to be in action. Keyshawn Davis, Tiger Johnson. Bruce Shushu Carrington was supposed to be on this card, but his opponent came overweight, so they canceled the fight. Jahiel Tucker was supposed to be on this card, but he came overweight, so now he's not fighting anymore. So that's going to be that stacked card of names that are coming up, not stacked in competition, but stacked in future world champions. So definitely take a look at that. Obviously, before the 9 p.m. ESPN telecast starts, all the undercards will be on the Plus, ESPN Plus. On Tuesday, Niall Inoue versus Paul Butler for the undisputed bantamweight title. That's going to be early in the morning. I think it's like 2:30 Pacific, I think. It's going to be super early, but probably look for that to be main event East Coast between 7:30 and 8, hopefully. But for the undisputed bantamweight title, Colin Morrison from nyfights.com just dropped a preview and prediction piece along with the betting odds on nyfights.com. So definitely take a look at that. And we're going to get into this interview with Teofimo Lopez. He's got a lot to say, some interesting stuff about Barboza and just a couple other topics there. I wrote about it for Fansided on I only captured some of it. So you're going to get the full audio here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview. Thank you.
Teofimo, I appreciate it, man. It's been a minute since I talked to you. I don't know if you know Abe from NY Fights, but I'm going to do this for Fansided. I saw the documentary, right? When you watched it back after seeing the production complete and everything, what did you learn about yourself, like reliving that during those times when that phone wasn't ringing as much as when you're on top, right? What did you kind of learn about yourself and the people kind of around you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Honestly, no one has yet to answer, like to ask me those questions. So I appreciate these new questions that I'm receiving, really. What I can tell you, really, you know, what I learned from myself, I need to love me more. You know what I mean? That's my problem. That was my problem then. You know, I try to please everybody else because I'm a giver. You know, there's two types of people in this world. There's givers and takers. You know, takers eat better, but givers, they sleep better. You know, and I'm a giver, man. So I like to give the fans what they want to see, which is big fights happen, big fights be made. However, by doing that, you know, you end up getting distracted. You know, you get distracted in the sense of yourself. You know, you're taking care of everybody else in the household and everyone else in your personal life and in your career, that you forget that you need to take care of yourself too. So, you know, thanks to my guys, Dustin Ault, thanks to my guys, Anthony K. Doe, who are my team guys, my filmmakers that made this happen, you know, who make this happen is, you know, I love this, you know, and me being the executive producer of my own work, you know, that's what it's all about. And sending out those messages with Resilient, you know, which is out now, you know, I love it, man. I'm very grateful. And I think what I learned is, man, I need to just give myself more props, because what I've done in the nick of time, like you wearing that shirt, we just been supreme. We just been so supreme that, you know, and no one likes it. But hey, it's just we are that. And I just got to appreciate myself more for it. You know, I literally risked my life to please everybody. And what did I get? Not a single thanks.
And I feel like, you know, that documentary is like step one to a larger project. I could be wrong, but is that what we're leaning towards?
Absolutely. We're working on it right now. Actually, as we speak, we're filming it. We're filming some of this right now as we speak. You know, this is all about setting a different trend, a different movement. You know, I'm not trying to sell this. You know, I make money. You know, it's not about the money. I'm trying to send out I'm trying to relay messages out there for the young, for the youth, for the new generation. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have yet to even understand that part, that logic term, you know. Shoot, they call me the granddaddy Jenkins, you know? So I was all about those things, pushing that narrative, pushing that mood, you know, that movement, you know, and that's what it's really about. You know, everybody's all about a race. We're not in a race here. We're all about taking our time and learning. That's all it is, man. We just needed to learn. And that's what this really is. Episode 2 will be coming out after my fight, you know, and then little by little, we're going to add more parts into in between the camps. So people get to see how Teofimo is even outside of it. You know, I really want people to really get to really touch and feel on who I am. I don't fake this. This is who I am. This is who I is. I was born this way. I was granted this way. Look, I could get my teeth fixed tomorrow and I don't, you know, crooked smile and all, because God protects. God loves you the way you are. He made us the way we are for a reason. And that's all I'm trying to bring out. That's the message.
That's right. And that's a perfect segue to my next question, because I was going to ask you, who is Teofimo Lopez in 2022 versus last year?
Oh man, different mindset. That's all I say. I leveled up. You know, I love my failures. You know, before, that was the difference. That's the difference now from this year and last year. So I thank God. Thank you for those failures, because those failures made me achieve more and made me push harder, made me realize I need to be more successful in this part. You know, how are we able to know? You know, you learn more from your failures than you do your successes.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? And why did the greats become the greats of all times? Because when they failed, that didn't stop them. That drove them to even go harder. You know, right. How many times have LeBron failed? How many times LeBron has missed shots that they needed him to make? You know, Michael Jordan, Kobe, may God bless his soul. You know, Tiger Woods, when he was putting right there and he missed easy shots that he knows that he can make easily. Why? These are the times that need to be told, you know, and maybe a lot of people don't want to hear it, but they need to. We need to put our ego to the side, because God is always near, man. And we need to have that faith.
That's right. All right. Going into this fight, right? Some fans initially, you know, being straight up, they balked at the sniper Pedraza being an opponent. But now that Sandor Martin is, you know, they're like, sheesh, this is a tougher opponent. You know, we've seen what he did to Mikey Garcia. How was that process when Sniper was pulled out, Sandor being injected in there as an opponent? What was that process like?
Well, you know, this was the process really was all about just, we were trying to make that fight happen before Pedraza, really. You know, I told Top Rank, ESPN, and I told all the staff members and everybody, I said, hey, listen, man, like in all honesty, I don't want to fight Barbosa, because there's no meat there. You know, there's no food for me to eat, basically. You know, the same thing goes for Pedraza. You know, he had a draw against Richard Comey, but you know what? At least Pedraza's willing to fight anybody. You know, he doesn't care. He just wants to take care of his kids and his family at this point. You know what I'm saying? But then he got sick, you know, due to non-COVID symptoms. So this whole change around, we were in the works of trying to make a fight happen with Sandor Martin. So this guy has been in the gym for probably like 6 weeks already. You know what I'm saying? So this is not a 3-week notice for him. You know, he's been saying it. Oh, I knew you guys were going to call. I've been in the gym. Yeah. That was his response, you know, yeah, to us and to Top Rank. They had to pay him a little bit more to bring him in, but it's okay. We got the guy that we wanted in the first place. And look, it's for a WBC final eliminator. Winner faces Regis Prograis. As long as they don't put freaking Jose Ramirez in the mix, you know, who doesn't even deserve to be in that spot right now, to be honest. You know, but that's a WBC move with Mexico, and we understand. However, it's about the fight fans and what they really want to see, and that's who? Teofimo against the best, and that's what we're trying to bring in 2023.
And I was going to ask you that too, because originally, I guess Jose Ramirez was supposed to fight it on Saturday night versus for that title, and then, you know, he was getting married or whatever the case may be, and now.
Nah, he pulled out because he didn't want to get hurt. That's why. He said, honey, do you want to get married? Same thing with Josh Taylor. Honey, do you want to get married? Like, you know, these guys, look, they have a good game, man. They have a good game plan. You know what I'm saying? However, I'm in the mix now. They screwed. You either going to go up or you got to face me. Which one you
want
to do?
But you want that pro grade fight in 2023, like as soon as possible?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not just fighting this guy just for nothing. Yeah. Fighting him to fight for the world titles, become a 2-time undisputed world champion in 2 different weight classes.
Yeah.
You know, and be the first male to do it in boxing history and join the quote, the greatest woman of all time, which is Clarissa Shields, who has done it 3 times. You know what I'm saying? That if anyone inspires me, it's her.
Yeah.
Really.
That's what's up. Now, you've had camps at different locations in the past, have incorporated different contributors to the team. Where was this camp held, and did you do anything different for this fight?
We always find different ways to change up my body and change up, like, what else can I teach my body? You know, what else can I strengthen? Like, how can I shock my body, yeah, right? When you're doing repetition over and over again, like you understand, right? You're so yeah, good at answering questions. You're so good at asking questions, right? So it's like, it's the same key note right here. 21 years in the game, we still got to find some way to even get better. You know, my failures made me understand that even more, right? So yeah, that's the big difference maker I could say from that time, is that I'm accepting my failures as a big achievement more than my successes.
Yeah.
So those things are playing a big key. And this fight, this time around, my legs, since I'm moving up in weight, I have the power, I have the strength, but I need my legs to always stay endured. They can't be fatigued. They can't be any of that. Because in times like this with these fighters, even though they're like solid-based fighters, they're not the smartest, they still will give me a good fight, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have to have the legs and the conditioning in my legs to withhandle all of these fighters. Whether they come at me, whether they box me, we have the strength from the start of our feet all the way to the top of our head. You know, hey, a tree doesn't grow from top to bottom. A tree grows from the bottom to top. That's right. So that's really what it is. That's what I learned from this and moving up at 140. And not only that, we're only getting better. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm going to use this phrase, but I'm going to lead it with something else. All right, so you're going back to the scene of the crime, so to speak, right?
Yes.
MSG.
I was just there too.
Do you feel an extra level of motivation when entering that building, considering the recent history you've had with it?
Look, I'll tell you like this. This past Sunday was my 1 year since my accident, since everything that happened. Mm-hmm. November 27th. And surprisingly, I actually was invited by the market. They call it Market Mondays, and was invited by these guys for investments and all that stuff. And who was there? Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean? And we're in the same room together. You know, these are things, you know, it's all about that. And I had to face it. We were at the Hulu Theater and everything. And of course, what are the chances? You know, 1 year later, I'm in the same room with Floyd Mayweather at the same venue that I literally lost my life in. You know, and what do? You know, we're just learning, we're just growing. And I took it as what it is. Okay, this is good. You know why? I am comfortable in my own skin to face my own fears, face the shit that took everything from me, and be like, I'm okay with it, and smile right in their face and be like, nothing but love, familia.
That's what's up. All right. Lastly, what do you want to say to those take over or take back, whichever one you want to use, fans.
We're going to switch it up now. So we had a take back completed. Now we're calling this the takeover takeover.
The takeover so, takeovers.
Know, of course, we're doubling it up. We double up every time.
So the, so those fans that are supporting you and support your fights, what do you want to tell them and what should they expect from you next Saturday?
Man, to everybody, to be real, man, y'all really going to expect some fireworks, to be honest, man, some excitement in the sport of the in boxing. I mean, I understand, you know, you guys miss me. I miss me too. Shoot. You know, I miss me being in the action. I miss that. And obviously, I enjoy it. You don't see, like, my last fight against Pedro Campa, tough veteran too, man. Mexican-style fighter that comes forward. Those guys are hard to beat sometimes because you have to have the condition. You have to have the movement. And I had fun in there. Literally, I haven't had that moment since I was like 9, 10, 11 years old. Do you not know how long that was?
Yeah.
So and it's happening now after all that happened, all those incidents, all the stuff that happened last year. You know, look what happened. Look what it made me become. Made me really love my sport again, enjoy it. You know, within those 4 years that I was in the game, I didn't enjoy it as much. I didn't. And look how much of that look how much I impacted my sport. Now that I'm enjoying it now more than ever, because I'm at a weight class that my body feels comfortable at, sky's the limit. You guys are only going to definitely see that. You guys are all going to see. You guys thought the Lomachenko was the best version of me. You have not seen anything yet. So, yes, tune in December 10th live on ESPN and get your tickets. We still got tickets. Don't worry. And Teofimo is giving out tickets. I mean, I spent an amount of money and I got 350 tickets. Why? Because I'm a people's champ. I don't need their money. I am money. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am who I am. But it's not about that. It's about making a bigger difference. One love, one world, one peace. So how do we do it? We got to give back to our communities. Absolutely. So that's what I'm just trying to do, man. It's a different trend that we're trying to bring out. And that's what I love, because it's me. I'm not trying to copy anybody. I ain't trying to mimic nobody. You know what I'm saying? So December 10th, Madison Square Garden, headline in Madison Square Garden. You see how things work, though? Do you see how things work? I lost, right? Quote unquote, I lost, and I'm headlining Madison Square Garden. So did I really lose? Ask yourself that. Did I really lose?
The big room.
The big room. Yes, sir. The big room.
All right, Teo, man. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much. And I wish you the best of luck on your fight.
To everybody in Business Insider and to all those out there, man, and to yourself, man, Abraham Gonzalez, my guy. Yo, I appreciate you. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. To everyone, Latinos también, hey, black, white, whatever culture you represent, I love y'all, man. Got nothing but love. We all love, you know, and that's the whole thing, man. We push it. We push the needle. And the whole thing really is just all about just setting a bigger trend. You know, I appreciate everybody. Thank you all for the love. Don't miss the fight. And like the great Frank Sinatra says, man, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. So who's stopping Teofimo, man? The only person that's stopping me is myself. And I learned that last year. So let's keep it moving.
That's right, man. Best of luck to you. I appreciate it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.